Welcome to Call in the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hi, good morning, Dennis. This is Tanya with Dr. Hoffman's office.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Thank you. Dennis, quick question. Can you give me the address and phone number that Dr. Hoffman put for that application on Southern California, please?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Let me look that up.
Checking to see if I had a copy of it, but...
Okay, that was weird. When you called in, it looked like it was from a different number, but it popped up now. Let's see here. I have his address down as... They're asking for signage, too. Is that going to be an issue? Do you guys have any signs outside the business or on the door or anything like that?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
I thought you did. Yeah.
Kind of weird request, but whatever. Yeah, I have 11432 South Street, number 607 in Cerritos.
For the business address?
Actually, you know what? This was for...
That's for his home, I think.
That was the... cannot speak. That was for an equipment purchase he was looking at a while back.
Okay.
So let me see here. I think I have it right here. Okay, for the business, we have 1109 South Central Avenue, Glendale.
Okay, then Glendale, right? Okay, right. And the phone number? What phone number do you have?
888-345-9858. That's probably why they're asking for
because something. It's an 888 number?
Yeah, probably because it was toll-free. I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
I've actually requested to get your loan documents generated without getting all these conditions filled first, just so we can kind of speed up the process for you.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't heard back on that yet. But you know, if you can get everything into me, I'll just send it as I get it.
Okay, and then if I mean, because we do have an actual phone number for that office, but is it too late to put that number? And that what they're looking for is that 888 number.
No, if you have the actual number of that office and you can provide a bill that shows that, it sounds like what they're asking for, and then I can just let them know you provided the 888 number on the application.
Yeah, because that number is actually for the scheduling department, so that's kind of like a general number that we give out.
Okay.
But the actual business number, it's a whole different number.
Well, give me that number now, and I'll put it into the system, and then I'll just make note of that, and they're asking for, I guess, a bill for it, too.
Okay. It's 818.
Okay.
244-4646.
4646. So 818-244-4646.
Correct.
All right. I will put that in the file at least, and that way whenever they look back at it, they'll see, okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So I'm working on that. I'm getting right. Everything for you, okay?
Perfect. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Tanya. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.